ಸ್ಮರಣ್ ಭಾವಂ ಜಿತ್ಯಂತೆ ಕಲೇವರಂ ತಂ ತಮೈತಿ ಕೌಂತೇಯ ಸದಾ ತದ್ಭಾವಭಾವಿತಃ ಯಂ ಯಂ ವಾಪಿ ಸ್ಮರಣ್ ಭಾವಂ. ವಾಟೆವರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಭಾವ, ವಾಟೆವರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ನೇಚರ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್, ವಾಟೆವರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್, ಯಂ ಯಂ ವಾಟೆವರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್, ಯತ್ಕಿಂತೆ ಕಲೇವರಂ at the time of death. Tamtam evaiti kaunteya, that we retain. Evaiti kaunteya sadatat bhava bhavitaha, always tat bhava bhavitaha. So word bhava comes in this word thrice. First is smaran bhavam yam yam vahati. That is in the A part, the first line of this verse. And sada tad bhava bhavitaha, it comes again in the last compound word of the last line. Now, herein we see so bhava, which occurs three times, is significant. The first two occurrences of the word bhava simply refer to nature. Bhavitaha means to become, to attain that nature. So whatever is our emotional disposition becomes our physical position in the sense that we become positioned in a corresponding physical body, and this is an aspect of the merciful arrangement of the Lord, that we live in the world, we choose to do various things depending on our psychophysical nature, and everything we do affects our decision, because what we do not only creates actions in the external world, it also creates impressions in the inner world. And often from our long-term perspective, from the long-term consequence on us, the impressions we create in our inner world may be far more consequential than the actions we do and their consequences in the external world. So, for example, if we indulge in selfish, self-centered, sensual gratification, then such gratification creates impressions that bind us to the body, and they shape our conception of enjoyment. They make us think that such activities are enjoyable, even if the amount of enjoyment we get through them is not much. Still, the fact that we have got some enjoyment, that creates an impression in the mind, and that impression forms an attraction to that particular sense object which offered that little enjoyment. And thus we become attracted to the sense object. Now this is something which we all experience. Say, for example, if an alcoholic drinks alcohol once, twice, thrice, then in future, whenever the alcoholic passes by a bar, there's a rope. It seems to be like a rope which drags that alcoholic towards the alcohol. So similarly, whenever we indulge in some enjoyment, we are attracted to the sense object. What we need to understand at a certain level is that the attraction is not just to the sense object. The attraction is to the whole process of sense gratification. And sense gratification involves the sense object as well as the sense. So when we have developed a particular conception of enjoyment, then at a subtle level, our consciousness gets attracted towards the corresponding arrangement for that kind of enjoyment. The corresponding arrangement means, for sense gratification, we need the senses, the sense objects as well as the senses. So, as per the desires that we have cultivated, as per the pleasures that we have indulged in, as per the impressions that we have created, they shape our next life's body, because the body provides us the senses by which we can enjoy the sense objects. Krishna describes this further in the 15th chapter, in the 9th verse, when he states, Shrotram chakshuh sparshanam cha rasanam ghranam eva cha adhishthaya manashchayam vishayanupasevate. This is Shrotram chakshuh sparshanam cha. Shrotra is the ears. So Krishna is talking about the 5 senses over here. Shrotram chakshuh sparshanam cha. The ears, the eyes, the sense of touch, skin. Rasanam ghranam eva cha. The tongue and the nose, adhishthaya manashchayam, they are all centered around the mind. They manifest through the mind, we could say. They are grouped around the mind, just as the fingers are grouped around the palm, and initially just an appendage for the hand appears, and then on the appendage for the arm, the fingers appear. We are talking about how the process of growth takes place within the embryo of the womb. So just as from the appendage of the hand, which is just initially just a shapeless appendage moving onwards, then the fingers grow like that. From the mind, the senses grow. So right now, depending on the kind of the mind that we are cultivating, accordingly we are also cultivating a body that we will get in our next life. Shariram yadabapnoti yachapyutkramatishvara grihitvaitani sanyati vayur gandhani vashayat. So gandha, vayu. So just the soul leaves one body and gets another body, and the process, subtle process of transmigration that does this is centered on the principle of that. So of, not exactly bhakti here. Bhakti determines how we will get an eternal spiritual body and attain Krishna's abode. But this is dependent on the principle of bhava bhavitaha, that whatever is our mental disposition will become our physical location, our physical position, our physical situation. So our desire for sense gratification will be facilitated thus by material nature. So provoke some simple example that if a person likes to eat flesh, that desire which is being cultivated to eat flesh, there is some for us to do that in the human body because we have some canine teeth. But those are not capable of ripping apart the flesh from a carcass, leave alone catching and ripping apart a live animal. So if we cultivate that kind of desire to enjoy eating of flesh, then our consciousness will be attracted towards that kind of body, which will provide us the senses to enjoy the kind of sense objects that we are craving for. And in that way, we will continue in the cycle of birth and death. So this verse is general principle of the verse which says that if we remember Krishna, we will attain Krishna. So it is not just, so it is not an exception It is the culmination. Remembrance of Krishna is the culmination of the principle of remembrance leading to the determination of our next life existence. Thank you.